Hello. We have a few critical news items with the continuation of the hosepipe ban, termination of a consultation contract for the county council, and yet another solar farm approved. Although no longer a Norfolk business, the sale of the Coleman's brand. However, we do have Heritage Open Days to look forward to this month, and we'll start with that. A team effort is behind a series of free Heritage Open Days in Norfolk this month. The Forum Trust in Norwich funds the coordination and promotion of the Open Days as part of its charitable purpose, while the programme is managed nationally by National Trust with support from the People's Postcode Lottery. In Great Ellingham, near Attleborough, for example, there will be a transcription of the 1939 register, detailing who was in the village at the time we went to war and when, like many other towns and villages, evacuees arrived. There will also be a host of other displays looking at the Home Guard, the parish defence preparations, and a list of everyday items for community use in the event of a German invasion, which included 46 axes and 14 pairs of pyjamas. The story of Deepham Green Airfield, built for the USAAF, will also be told. Details of events between September the 11th and the 20th can be found at norfolkheritageopendays.co.uk.
A hosepipe ban is set to remain in place, with no end in sight, despite recent rainfall. The restriction, which has been in effect across Norfolk since July the 11th, was introduced by Anglian Water to help manage supplies during the ongoing drought. Despite some recent rain, water sources have not recovered to normal levels, and experts estimate that around 100 millimetres of rain is still needed just to reach normal ground saturation. An Anglian Water spokesman said, "We're incredibly grateful to our customers for the support they've shown since the temporary hosepipe ban and its restrictions were introduced, which has seen demand for water fall by an initial 9%, now stabilised at around 5%. This is making a real difference by reducing pressure on our water resources and helping us to maintain supplies for customers. Even after the ground becomes saturated, further prolonged rainfall will be needed to fully replenish reservoirs and groundwater supplies."
Leaders at Norfolk County Council are pulling the plug on a controversial £6.3 million contract for a consultancy firm to oversee the abolition of all Norfolk's councils. Robin Hunter-Clark, deputy leader at Reform-led County Hall, has taken the decision to give notice to London-based Inner Circle over the contract, which was signed before his party took control of the council. With all of Norfolk's councils due to be scrapped under a Labour government, plans to replace them with three unitary authorities, the consultants had been appointed to assist with the process. They were appointed by Norfolk County Council's then Chief Executive Tom McCabe, using powers delegated by County Hall's previous Conservative administration on March the 24th. That was the day before the government announced it was backing the option of having three councils for Norfolk, one for Greater Norwich, one for the East, centred on Great Yarmouth, and another in the West, centred on King's Lynn. Reform UK are trying to halt local government reorganisation through a judicial review, which, if a judge decides there is a potential case, would see the County Council challenge the lawfulness of the ministerial decision in court.
Another solar farm will be built in Norfolk's countryside after plans were backed by councillors. The array at the edge of Yelverton, 6 miles from Norwich, will add to the concentration of schemes around the south of the city. At a meeting of South Norfolk Council's planning committee, councillors unanimously backed the latest development, a 72-acre solar farm on Back Road, next to an already existing renewable energy project. The new solar farm will power around 5,000 homes. Some concerns had been raised about the effect it could have on a nearby cattery and kennels. Leanne Hodges, who runs the business, said, "A noise assessment measure predicted noise levels. It does not assess the welfare or behavioural response of the dogs and cats staying there. Where is the evidence that demonstrates the welfare of the animals in our care will not be affected?" Council officials said there is unlikely to be an effect on the business once the solar farm, which will comprise around 500 panels, is up and running. Construction of the array will take between 8 and 10 months.
One of Norfolk's most famous brands has been put up for sale. Coleman's Mustard is on the market ahead of a merger between British owner Unilever and American food giant McCormick in a deal worth £48 billion. McCormick already owns French's, one of the world's biggest rival mustard brands, and combining the two has raised fears that regulators could block the deal. Coleman has been part of Norfolk life since 1814, when Jeremiah Coleman began milling flour and crushing mustard seed at a watermill in Stoke Holy Cross near Norwich. The famous bull's head logo, symbolising its fiery strength and its ideal pairing with British beef, came in 1855, and the brand won royal warrant from Queen Victoria in 1866. Production then moved to a factory at Carrow Road, Norwich, where it stayed for 160 years until the site closed for good in 2020, the final jars having rolled off the line in 2019. At its peak, the company employed up to 2,300 people in Norwich. It has never had a foreign owner in its 212-year history.